Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. AAA is reviving its tow-to-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles in Michigan and 10 other states. The safety initiative runs from 6 p.m. this evening, Wednesday, through 6 a.m. Monday, and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow-to-go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize they are too impaired by alcohol or drugs to drive safely but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The program provides a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe they are not safe to drive can call 855-286-9246 to request a truck during the program's operating hours. AAA emphasizes that tow-to-go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advance reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home. Over the past 25 years, Tow-to-Go has provided about 25,000 free tows, reflecting its long-lasting role as a holiday safety measure. And school districts are recognizing there are times when youths need more than just having breakfast and lunch available to them. The Reese Public School District is the latest district to answer that need by opening the Rocket Pantry. The Rocket Pantry will be a room dedicated to food and supplies to those who need a little extra help. The Reese School District is seeking donations to help stock the pantry. It took a lot of time and effort to create a pantry. Because of that, Superintendent Jordan Ackerman thanked Kelsey Crane from Crane L&M Appliances for donating a refrigerator for the pantry room. He thanked Sarah Costello and Cecil Thompson for their time helping prepare the room, and he thanked Chris Krieger and Jamie Strauss for their time and effort getting the room ready to serve students and families to be able to use the Rocket Pantry. The Carroll Community School District opened a pantry last month, and there are some other school districts in Tuscola County that have had pantries for several years for those who need a little extra help. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners continue to discuss the number of complaints they have received about the County Roads Commission Board and ways to possibly dissolve the Road Board during Monday's board meeting. Commission Chair Kim Vaughn said he researched how the county could go back to road commissioners being appointed instead of elected, and he also researched ways to operate if the Road Commission Board is dissolved. Vaughn determined the county Board of Commissioners could change the Road Commission Board back to being selected by the County Board of Commissioners, and the Road Board could be dissolved by approving the resolution to do so without a vote of the people. He also reported that he found three counties that did away with their Road Commission Board, and they just use an advisory committee to operate that department. Vaughn said he has made calls to talk to those counties that don't have road commissions about how their operations are going, and he is waiting to hear back. And during this month's Sebring Village meeting, the council filled some positions. Approval was given to hire Christy Trinner as a temporary clerk with a wage of $21 an hour. She will start on December 1st. Turner will work until the village clerk returns. It was decided to hire a temporary clerk because it will be a while before the village's full-time clerk returns to work. The council also appointed Marcus Sting to be the president pro tempore to act as in the absence of President Julie Epperson. In addition, it was decided to add office staff member Justin Fritz to be a financial signer for Certificate of Deposit for the village in the absence of the full-time clerk. Also, the council accepted the resignation of Trustee Scott Adam with regret. And in our national news, firefighters and union leaders in New York City are pressing officials for more transparency about potential toxin exposure at the World Trade Center site after the September 11 attacks, arguing that newly surfaced information about contaminants reinforces longstanding concerns regarding health risks faced by first responders. And in our international news, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, is preparing to deliver a high-profile budget widely expected to include significant tax increases, a plan that economists say aims to raise tens of billions of pounds to stabilize public finances while likely triggering debate over growth, public services, and household living costs. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get along with your obituaries, weather, and information right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy.